LEAD stands for Latino Education and Advocacy Days, but this year's LEAD Summit included more than Latinos. Last week's event at Cal State San Bernardino on Wednesday drew hundreds of observers and participants from all kinds of diverse communities from around the Inland Empire and around Southern California. KVCR's Natalia Estrada attended the LEAD Summit last week and has a recap in this report.
The 7th annual LEAD Summit at Cal State San Bernardino distinguished itself as an event not only for Latinos, but for minorities around the Inland Empire. With its inclusive theme, Black, Brown, and Indigenous Unity, many people saw a chance to express, question, and discover race relations within their community. People like Alejandra Reyes empowered the crowd through spoken word.
Our cultures are quick to be the next fashion trend. They want to be us without living like us, wear our history like a game of dress up. My people know. We know the day-to-day struggles, and our heart stings when they shoot down another brother. We scream, not more and more deportation, and stand with Black Lives Matter. Mi raza es our raza, la hermandad fuerte. So to all of my Black hermanas y hermanos, know that this Chicana's got your back. Black and brown is solidaridad.
Solidarity and coming together was something shared throughout many panel speeches, like El Padre de Honor, Patricio Guillen Santoyo.
Today, as we see Black, white, brown, chocolate, you name it, the color, the important thing is everyone is a human being, and God created us to love.
It was also apparent in LEAD's opening ceremony, which was performed by two groups, Sacred Circles, an indigenous group of performers that incorporates Aztec and Mayan teachings, and Dembebra, a West African drum and dance ensemble. While education was the main focus, a majority of people at the conference wanted to discuss accessibility and accountability, which are the things that create friction for people of color in higher education systems. Cal State San Bernardino President Dr. Tomas Morales believes that the struggle for equal opportunities in education is a barrier for a lot of minorities.
African American and Latino students are also historically underrepresented in American higher education. That's no different here in San Bernardino and Riverside counties.
The Inland Empire's education gaps are somewhat behind most of California. Only 37% of college-age residents enroll in post-secondary education. Only 24% of them have college degrees, and about a quarter of the population doesn't have a high school diploma. These are the problems addressed in the summit, and also make this area ground zero for Latino education. This means that if educational programs don't work here, then they're not expected to work anywhere else. That creates divide, not only within the region, but also in the state.
This isn't healthy in a city where 67% of us come from Latin America, Asia, and Africa. If those kids aren't making it, we're not gonna make it.
That's former Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa, a featured speaker at the LEAD Summit.
I'm here today on the shoulders of others. I got here not because I was anybody special. I got here because I got an education, because I could read and write, because they gave me a shot, because I had that opportunity and I took it. So I've often said that the role of the first is not to bang on your chest and say how great I am. The role of the first is to open up the door for the rest.
The LEAD Summit is an annual event, but their projects are ongoing through the Cal State San Bernardino College of Education. Natalia Estrada, KVCR News.